AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A peace rally turned into a chaotic scene in Ankara, Turkey today. Two bombs went off. At least 95 people were killed. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Turkey's prime minister says there was a strong sign of suicide bombings and suggested Kurdish rebels or Islamic State group militants could be responsible. In Washington, D.C., 20 years after the Million Man March, the focus today for thousands of people there was Black Lives Matter. Among the speakers, Trayvon Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton. She says it's not just about civil rights, it's about human rights.
That we have feelings and we have families too. And that we will not continue to stand by and not say anything anymore.
Event organizer and Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan praised the young protesters behind Black Lives Matter, calling them the next leader of the civil rights movement and called on older leaders to support them. Speaking today at a Democratic fundraiser in San Francisco, President Obama said different choices need to be made when it comes to guns.
There are ways we can do that to protect our children and, yes, preserve the Constitution. I know a little bit about the Constitution. I used to teach it.
Yesterday, the president met with families of victims of the deadly college shooting in Roseburg, Oregon. An Army officer is recommending Sergeant Bo Bergdahl face a lower-level court-martial and be spared the possibility of jail time for leaving his post in Afghanistan. Military prosecutors charged Bergdahl with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, a charge that could have carried a maximum life in prison. State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry is calling Israeli and Palestinian leaders to express concern over violence at holy sites in Jerusalem. This is AP Radio News. College football today. Number one, Ohio State easily beat Maryland 49-28. Number three, Baylor routed Kansas 66-7. And Texas upset number 10, Oklahoma. The final there, 27-14. In baseball, travel day for both American League Division Series matchups. It's game two today in St. Louis of the National League Division Series between the Cardinals and the Cubs. The Cards and John Lackey won game one 4-0.
Been, playing a while, and this is pretty much the only reason I'm still going. I'm trying to win rings and trying to be a part of something special as a team.
It's game two in L.A. The Mets lead the Dodgers in game, beat the Dodgers in game one, 3-1. The Dodgers' A.J. Ellis was impressed with the Mets starter, Jacob DeGrom.
He had an electric fastball, that's for sure. And first, it's so close to your eyes, it looks really good to swing at. But when you do, it's going to be really hard to catch up with.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.